from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area, joins us. He was in there asking questions to Mike Dunleavy just a couple of hours ago. Monty, good evening. Thanks for coming on. What was your biggest takeaway from that press conference today?
Well, that Mike wasn't really going to divulge much. I think, you know, he was a little bit disingenuous when he said that, basically said that trades are almost impossible. I think this is the guy who traded for Chris Paul last summer. Who saw that coming? And what did we see the other day? We saw Oklahoma City trade for Caruso, traded Josh Giddey for Caruso. You know, they immediately addressed a defensive need in OKC. So, and then we saw the teams in the NBA Finals. Dallas Mavericks, what got them there? Trade deadline deals. Boston Celtics, what got them there? Last summer deals with for Drew Holiday and for Kristaps Porzingis. So trades are not impossible. They're not even difficult if you find the right team at the right time. But if you listen to Mike, he was like, trades are really, really hard. I mean, they're not easy, but they're doable. They're doable. They happen all the time in the NBA. And if you look around, you'll see them. That was part of it. And also, I think it was pretty apparent that yes, they want to get under the luxury. They want to get out of the second apron. They don't want to. They want to avoid that, and they will. But that was one of the things that we knew beforehand. So that wasn't a revelation, really. I think he was asked about Kevon Looney and his presence and his opting into his contract, guaranteeing his contract, which, you know, he made it clear too that yeah, they love Kevon, but also, you know, having him under contract makes him easier to trade, you know. And so these are all things that I think if you look at read between the lines, nothing was a surprise per se. Mike isn't going to surprise us with anything that he says during these sessions. He's pretty good about that. And so to me, he pretty much held his cards close to the chest and didn't really reveal a whole lot. But regarding Klay Thompson, yeah, he reiterated what he said a couple months ago, that they want Klay back. But it's also clear as time has gone on that, you know, they want Klay back at the price that they want to pay. And so the result is that you have a little bit of a standoff. And you got Klay and his people wanting one thing and the Warriors and their people wanting another thing. And I think this is going to be one of those cases that the market will decide where Klay goes. And maybe the market won't be as hot for him as they would like. And I think that's what the Warriors are kind of gambling.
Yeah, and Mark pointed out the Malik Monk contract coming in below $20 million a year kind of sends up maybe a flare for Klay's market being softer than what he would have thought of. Monty, I want to ask you about the Chris Paul contract. When guaranteeing it would be something that they could use in a trade, and how does that work as far as the financial ramifications of a team trying to take on that deal?
Yeah.
Help me, Monty.
That'll be the hard part. I mean, hello?
Yeah, just help me, Monty. I'm confused by all this.
Well, so am I at times. So don't. Yeah, the league changes. There's things that change every year within the contract statuses and the various machinations between our financial ramifications of the team. So in this case, the Warriors, you know, Chris, let's say it like it is. First of all, Chris Paul's chance of being a Warrior this coming season are like less than 1%. Okay. Maybe like less than 0.01%. Highly, highly unlikely. I don't see it happening. But the Warriors, right as of now, dictate kind of where Chris can go. And to make that happen, they have to guarantee his deal. You can't trade him if he's not under contract. And so to guarantee his deal, they can possibly trade him then. Now, I don't think the question then becomes, where would you trade him? And no, I still think he's going to end up in L.A. I still think he'll end up more likely with the Lakers than the Clippers. And if you sign into a contract, I think there's a way you can buy him out if he wants to be let go. And that's the thing. You know, sometimes Chris has been through that before, the buyout situation. That's why he's been on, what, I think 5 or 6 different teams so far in his career. So the Warriors have options with Chris, but they don't have any options that they can use until they guarantee his deal. And if they don't, and they will do that because they know that that's a chip they have right now. So when you look at Chris and Clay, those people are asking what the Warriors are going to do with free agency. Well, everything they do, anything they do, begins with what they do with Clay and Chris. Those two guys will, what happens with those two guys will dictate what the Warriors do or don't do next week.
Monty, just real quick for further clarity on that, when we see that they are working with Chris to push the deadline beyond June 28th, what does that mean? Does that mean they're asking Chris if they can push it? What kind of leeway do they have there?
Yeah, well, the team and the player have to both reach an agreement to do that. And I don't know where Chris stands on that. You know, he's a guy who knows the ins and outs. He was the president of the Players Association for a number of years, so he knows what's best for him. And believe me, Chris is going to, he's a businessman. He's going to do what's best for him. But yeah, he has to agree to that. And I think in the end, he probably will if he thinks that that will benefit him and his future and where he wants to be, because he already knows that this is not going to be where he is next season. So, and he wants to keep playing. And that's where it comes in. So the team can't arbitrarily do it. They have to have an agreement with Chris to do that. They can push it back just a little bit, but they can't push it back indefinitely.
Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. Let us rapid fire just a few names at you. What's the likelihood of Paul George?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Going up a little bit every day.
Okay.
Let's say the Warriors would have interest in Paul George for sure. And if Paul decides that he wants to sign a contract and therefore be available in trade, the Warriors are definitely going to look at that. He's one of those players that, well, what player who's going to be a free agent is more attractive than Paul, would be more attractive than Paul George? Be available, I should say, in any way, shape, any way, trade or free agency. And that's why I think the Warriors would look at him. He's a two-way player, defense, offense. He's versatile. He can play three positions, guard three positions. So they would be interested in him. Now, the chances of that happening, you know, I'd still say at this point it's a long shot, but I would not rule it out because the Warriors would be very aggressive if he becomes available.
Can they do it without giving up Kuminga?
I think they could. I think they would. And I say that because they still seem committed to the timeline, the Steph, Clay, Draymond, well, Steph, Draymond timeline as of now, and maximizing what they can do with Steph. So I think when you look at that, I think that Paul George fits that timeline. He's a right now veteran player who can give you something right now. And so I think if you look at that and you say, okay, Kuminga, yeah, he's a player that's going to be attracted to a lot of teams. And the Warriors have been fervently saying, hey, no, we're not going to, we want to keep Kuminga. That's been the signal for the better part of, oh, I'd say started pretty firm around midseason, that it was pretty clear that they wanted to keep Kuminga. And there are reasons for that. One of them being that he was a first round draft pick, a lottery pick, and they don't want to be the team that lost one lottery pick, James Wiseman, because they gave up on him, and then lose another lottery pick, Kuminga, because they gave up on him. But if the timeline is going to be what they commit to, yeah, I think they would move Kuminga and move on if it got them a Paul George. I think they would.
What about the idea of Kevin Durant now being available and him coming back to the Warriors? What do you think the likelihood is of a move like that, Monty?
Well, I wouldn't rule it out, but I wouldn't bet on it either. I think the idea, it's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out, because with Steve Kerr being the coach of Team USA and Stephen Curry on Team USA and Kevin Durant on Team USA, that could lead to some interesting conversations over the next, when they start getting together back in Vegas for training camp on July 6th. So who knows what can happen between now and then and after that. So I would not rule it out, because I'm not so sure Kevin's always been available to move. He's not a guy who feels like he has to stay in any one place. And the question is whether he would come back to a place that he's already been, is something they'd have to figure out. But if Kevin Durant is in any way available, I think the Warriors would definitely be interested. Joel Akins has always said he never understood why KD left.
One more name for you, Monty. What about Jimmy Butler?
Jimmy, well, he fits the timeline, but I don't know if they trust Jimmy's body. He misses a bunch of games lately, every year, seems like in the regular season and even in the postseason. So Jimmy is appealing in theory, but I'm not sure he's as appealing in reality, because he does miss a bunch of games. And Pat Riley made it clear he was not pleased with that. He loves Jimmy Butler's fire, his leadership, what he gives to a team. He loves that competitive desire. But you can't compete if you're not available. And I think the Warriors would be a little bit concerned about Jimmy's availability. And so that might scare them off of a deal like that. But again, the Warriors are big game hunters. So that's Joe Lacob's, that's his approach, that's his MO. So I would not rule out anything that involves them getting an all-star caliber player to pair along with Steph and Draymond.
And what do you think the chances are of them bagging something in the big game realm, Monty? Do you think that they're going to be aggressive almost no matter what?
Yes. Yes. I don't think they'll look at this team next. I don't think you go to training camp and say, okay, we got Steph, we got Draymond, and we got the rest of the guys. No. I think they want to go in and say, we got Steph, we got Draymond, and we got this guy, and we got the rest of the guys. I definitely think they want another impact player. I think they're going to do whatever they can to bring in at least one other impact player.
Monty, before you run, give us, and I know this moves every day, what is your current percentage chance that Klay Thompson is on another team next year?
It does move every day. But keep in mind that Klay is the most unpredictable guy on the team. He's a free thinker, a free spirit, and no decision he would make would surprise me. Well, except with one exception. If he were to go end up in Oklahoma City, I'd be stunned.
Okay.
I don't see that one. But besides from other than that, I think Clay, I think there's a certain sentimental thought that he'd like to stay with the Warriors. You know, it's the team that drafted him. It's the team that knows him best. The team, and it's the franchise he knows best. So I think, but I think Clay also is curious about what his value is. And that's where I think it's going to be interesting to see, because I just don't think, you know, Clay was once one of the league's top two-way players. And he's not that anymore. And he knows that. He's had to come to grips with that. I mean, he was an all-defensive team player in 2018-19. But since then, you know, with two devastating injuries, he hasn't been able to be the same defender. And so I think for that reason, you know, that's gonna taint his value a bit. He got a max contract last time around. That ain't happening this time. So what's he going to get? I'm told from several people that he wants at least 3 years. The Warriors may hedge on that, but at some point, maybe Clay will too. So the market will dictate it. But I still think that Clay, there's a good chance he comes back, but I wouldn't be surprised if he walks to a team that he thinks gives him a chance and that gives him the kind of respect he thinks that he's earned.
Monty, I'm going to push for a number. Percentage chance. Is it higher or lower than 50?
That he comes back?
Yeah.
Barely higher. Like 52, 48.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
That's waffling.
That's a number.
That's also the most optimistic number I've heard anywhere in the last week and a half.
Well, I've been saying a 50-50 for a long time, but I'm going to say 52-48 because I think the market I don't think the market will materialize as happily as he would like. I think there will be I don't think there will be the kind of money he's hoping to get from some of the other teams that would be looking at him. So that's why I think there's a good chance he could return, because if the money's close, it's going to be up to Clay.
But
I don't think he's going to get a team that's offering $40 million.
Yeah, but is he mad at the Warriors? Like, I think that's the vibe right now is maybe even if the contract were equal, he'd leave.
Money talks, man. Guys can be mad as hell one day. I mean, I remember a time when Kobe Bryant was mad at the Lakers.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why, and I don't think Clay is a guy who holds a grudge forever. That's why, again, I think Clay is enough of a business person to look at the big picture and see what's best for him. And if he thinks it's being with the Warriors, I think he would do that. I'm not going to rule it out at all that he would come back. But again, there's only one move that would surprise me. That would be Clay Thompson in a Thunder uniform.
Oklahoma City. Okay. Yeah. Monty, thank you so much. I know it's a busy week. Here we go. Thank you so much for coming on.
All right, guys. Take care.
Okay.
Thanks, Monty.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.